WMAN.
Before I think we get into the show, I think it's important to ask our legislators, what are they going to do about this forecast of snow on Easter Sunday? Certainly, there's some legislation. Certainly, they could do something. Snow on Easter Sunday. What say you, Tom and Sydney?
Good morning.
Hi.
We're going to ask those questions. Brady Bowman with you here on In Focus, here on News Radio KMAN. And I say it every day that every day's our best In Focus ever, but I'm sure this time. There's no question. This is the best In Focus we've ever had. I'm pretty excited. We got a purple coalition of state representatives in here. We got two Democrats, a Republican. We got State Senator Tom Hawk. We got State Representatives Tom Phillips and Sydney Carlin. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
All right. Well, let's kind of get started with some things. And again, remind our folks, phone lines are open. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And there's so many topics going on right now in the legislature when it comes to school safety, school funding. There was even an amendment for medicinal marijuana earlier in the week. All sorts of different things going on. I guess we'll just start off with the thing that seems to be on everybody's mind is school safety and the ideas of arming teachers. We've had a lot of discussion with a lot of our local educators in the area, especially after that bill out of the House Insurance Committee made a lot of news as far as what it kind of attempts to do as far as maybe almost setting a mandate almost for concealed carry for school folks, and also just the ideas on insurance about insurers typically haven't liked to insure school districts that would allow arming teachers, and this bill kind of adds a little bit of a requirement on that for insurers not to that they have to provide coverage anyway. So I guess on these topics, there's so much to talk about. Whoever kind of wants to start and discuss some of these issues. Sydney, go ahead.
Well, I'm not involved in that committee, and I did not attend any of the hearings. But I do understand there was a long two-hour hearing in the House on House Bill 2789. But there, at the end of that hearing, there wasn't any vote taken. It was obvious that the public was quite concerned, and I don't know why they didn't take a vote, but usually if there's a lot of opposition, that's one way to solve the problem, is you just don't vote on it. And so I don't know whether that will come up. Maybe perhaps Tom Phillips might know if that's going to come back in or not.
Honestly, I'm not sure. My sense is I'm not even sure the chairman's going to work the bill.
That's what I mean. It's going to die, I think.
To inform the public, we always have hearings, not always, but most instances when the bill has been introduced, the chairman will have a hearing and let the public debate the merits of that bill, and that's what occurred. And there was an overflow crowd out into the hallway. It had a lot of attention. My sense is it probably wouldn't, even if the chairman decided to work it, in talking to some of the committee members, I'm not sure it would actually pass out of committee. And then, but I can just tell the listeners, I am not in favor of mandating that teachers carry guns. I don't think that's the right idea and the solution.
Yes.
Tom Hawk.
We haven't worked the arming teachers in the classroom in the Senate. We've had a couple other bills, gun bills, and then we've tried to get some amendments that maybe paralleled some of the things the Florida legislature and governor did. You really hit some of the key issues, I think, Brady, about arming teachers, probably why that's not a good idea. And I'm not sure the legislature can mandate that insurance companies cover school districts. And I've seen a letter from the insurance carrier that covers our school district here and most of the others in Kansas with liability insurance. And they've said very clearly if teachers conceal carry and are armed that they would not offer liability coverage. They just can't afford to do it. It's not a political decision. It's a statistical decision that they just would not take on that risk. So that's one very good reason not to do it. I think there are some other educational reasons not to do it, and I've heard those arguments come from most of the teachers and administrators I've talked to, that it's just not smart to have more guns in schools. my wife, who has been a teacher, elementary teacher, for many years, said there's a real problem about where would teachers keep those guns and the chances that a gun could actually be left. And in fact, one of our legislators left his gun in a committee room that could have easily been found last year by one of the pages or students who might have just assumed it was a toy gun, thinking there surely wouldn't be a gun in the Capitol. And we could have had a tragedy, and it was a very careless thing to do, and I certainly would not want to risk that. And the teachers I talk to say that just changes the culture in the school. Teachers are hired to teach. They're not hired to be security guards. There was a bill that passed in the House, hadn't passed in the Senate yet, that gives a pretty paltry sum of $5 million to try and do some of the security things with doors and windows and some of the things that really doesn't make much of a dent in terms of school security.
I think one thing that's pretty interesting about the insurance side of it is that the legislation, or at least the talk in that committee, was that trying to make it where insurance companies have to insure these schools no matter what. But when you think back to the healthcare debate, there's kind of a flip on that as far as who supported that. In the healthcare debate, that sort of idea was painted as tyranny, as forcing private companies, when you look at it from a free market stance, forcing companies to do something like that was a bad idea. But here now we're kind of flipping on that, it sounds like.
And it also was to try to prevent them from charging discriminatory premiums, higher premiums, either. You know, they could either, whether it would stop them from declining to cover and from charging extreme high premiums at the same time for schools. And school insurance is a big issue, and we've tried to keep the costs down for our buildings and our liability insurance in various ways, and this would just be a real issue.
Yeah, we do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take that call. Caller, you're on in focus. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I've presented this question to several people and some school people. What will be the situation when we have students? You know, some students, when they're seniors, are 18 years of age. If they were held back a year, they're 18 years of age, certainly can carry concealed by the law. What will be the school's policy when that happens? And what will keep them from carrying a gun to school? Will there have to be complete new legislation? And we keep talking about this gun deal. Why don't we think about the 40,000 people we kill a year on the highways of the United States of America? And there's not much said about it. It's kind of like ho-hum. I guess if we were going to do the thing you're talking about with weapons, take all the weapons away, well, let's take all the cars off the road. And then we won't have any problem with that. So I'd like to have you guys bat that around a little bit and see if that isn't maybe a good question to be presented. Thank you.
I'll start out briefly, hopefully. We actually have 36,000 gun deaths in the United States, and about 20,000 of those are suicides, which raises another problem. And I think comparing what we have sensibly done regulating cars, which actually the caller mentioned does have quite an impact on saving lives, has made sense. We have seat belts. We have licensure to drive a car. We have driver's training. We have speed limits. We have things that have certainly reduced and mitigated the deaths by cars. And I think some of those ideas could logically apply to how we ought to regulate guns, not taking away people's Second Amendment rights, but regulating guns. As far as having students in schools, right now Kansas says you can't conceal carry until you're 21, and the bill we passed had that age. There was an amendment that went on in the House that moved that to age 18, and that was changed in the Senate. So I certainly would not advocate having children who are in school, even if they're 18 years old, carrying guns in school. And there's also a federal law that I think prohibits having guns within, I think, 1,000 feet of school. So right now, I think students know it's illegal to carry guns in schools. I certainly don't want to change that.
you know, I think the listeners need to understand that sometimes in the legislature there are small constituencies out there that have an issue or an agenda, and legislators respond by putting together a bill. And I think that's what this is that there was a group of people that thought this was a great idea, and I think it's a minority of folks in the legislature. They kind of had their day of airing the idea out, and I just don't think it's going to go forward. I think everyone just has to realize that this is the legislative process. Good ideas sometimes get all the way through. Bad ideas just have to be slowly put to bed, and I think that's what's going to happen with this one.
I would add to that, Tom, that the public did weigh in on this. We had lots of emails, lots of people participated in the hearing, and the public process involves the public, and I'm so pleased when the public lets us know where they stand on these issues.
All right, let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. More In Focus with some of our state representatives here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course.